My beloved hearts, it is with great joy that I greet you here in the Heart Chakra of America, and I come to offer my momentum to the momentum of this rosary that you have given today and the vigil given over these last 33 days all around the world. Therefore, I ask you to affirm with me. The infinite love of the Divine Mother melts away all hardness of heart of the people of earth. The infinite light of the Divine Mother melts away all hardness of heart of the people of earth. The infinite love of the Divine Mother melts away all hardness of heart of the people of earth. The infinite love of the Divine Mother melts away all hardness of heart of the people of earth. The infinite love of the Divine Mother melts away all hardness of heart of the people of earth. The infinite love of the Divine Mother melts away all hardness of heart of the people of earth. The infinite love of the Divine Mother melts away all hardness of heart of the people of earth. The infinite love of the Divine Mother melts away all hardness of heart of the people of earth. The infinite love of the Divine Mother melts away all hardness of heart of the people of earth. The infinite love of the Divine Mother melts away all hardness of heart of the people of earth. And so, my beloved, the infinite love of the Divine Mother is indeed an unstoppable force. For is not the entire material universe made from the matter light? And is it not the love, the infinite love of the Divine Mother, that allows God's co-creators to use that matter light in whatever way they see fit according to their free will? And thus, it is only right, it is only just that the infinite love of the Divine Mother can melt away the hardness of heart, that even though it was created through the free will choices of the individual, has now taken away those free will choices by blinding the person and keeping a person trapped in a negative spiral, in a negative self-image, and a negative image of the world that can only lead life to become a struggle and a process of suffering. And thus, it is indeed God's decree that, despite the law of free will, the infinite love of the Divine Mother can melt away that hardness of heart and thereby set people free to once again have the opportunity to make a free will choice, because they know there is an alternative to the imperfections that they see on earth and that they have been brought up to believe are indeed inevitable, permanent, and cannot be changed. Thus, my beloved, I will speak to you a bit more about the hardness of heart. Saint Germain indeed touched upon the topic of abortion. But the topic of abortion and the way abortion is approached around the world is indeed a part of a larger issue, that is the insensitivity to life. Now, my beloved, this is an issue that has profound implications in this age, and it is an issue that should be better understood by all those who are the most spiritually mature souls on this planet. For indeed, we look at these souls wherever they are found, be it in traditional religions, outside of religions, in the New Age movement. We look at the souls that are the top 10% that have the potential to bring planet Earth into a golden age, yet they are trapped in illusions that prevent them from fulfilling their role. And what is their role? Well, it is indeed the role defined by God in Genesis, when he said, "Let us create man in our own image and likeness, and let them have dominion over the earth." My beloved, as Jesus has explained already, If the top 10% of the most spiritually mature people on this planet do not take up the responsibility and make the decision that they will indeed have dominion over the earth because they will allow God within them to have dominion over the earth. Well, if that does not happen, then the golden age cannot be manifest. For in that case, the lowest 10%, the most selfish and self-centered individuals, will have dominion because they have long ago decided that they want dominion and they want to control every part of life. And thus, the reality of the situation on earth is that the top 10% of the people have started waking up and realize that many things need to change. But the forces of illusion on this planet have managed so far to steer many people, many of the awakening souls, into the wrong direction, into the opposite extreme of what they realize is no longer right, is no longer working. And so many people who are the spiritual souls have gone away from the materialism, the black and white thinking of Orthodox religion, but they have gone to the opposite extreme, not only of saying there is no evil or denying all darkness, but of actually coming into a very subtle misunderstanding of the purpose of life and the purpose of the earth. Thus, they have been gradually led from one form of self-denial, the black and white thinking, the materialism, into another form of self-denial. For is it not easy for you to see, my beloved, that for many decades, especially after the Industrial Revolution, humankind was in a process of attempting to subdue the earth through force, through technology, and by using that technology, having a control over the earth that was not possible before, thus thinking that if they could control every aspect of life, if they could understand every aspect of how the machine of the universe works, they would be able to control that machine and have it turn out perfect copies of human beings, perfect conditions on earth, meaning perfect according to their human definition. Many of the spiritual people see the fallacy of this approach, an approach that they grew up with, that they saw all around them in the materialism that is so rampant in Western culture. The spiritual people have realized that this is not right. They realize that raping the earth's resources, destroying animal populations through blatant insensitivity or the desire for profit is not right. But they have been led by their egos and by the forces of illusion into the opposite extreme of saying that instead of subduing the earth through force, we should do nothing because we human beings have no right to be on earth. We are not a natural part of this planet. The animals and nature are the natural part. And indeed, there is a vast philosophy in the environmentalist movement that portrays this planet as having once been a pristine wilderness. But then human beings appeared on the scene and everything went downhill from there. Now, my beloved, there is a very subtle truth lying deep behind this philosophy. For indeed, one can say that the earth was once in a much purer state as it was created by the Elohim. And after the fall of man into a lower state of consciousness, things did indeed start going downhill until they have reached the current situation where there are so many imbalances in nature manifest as diseases, poisonous insects, natural disasters of every kind, lack of food to to feed the human population. So my beloved, there is a truth behind this. But you must look deeper. You must look beyond the current civilization and the Industrial Revolution and realize that the downward turn caused by humankind started a very long time ago, and it was caused by a fall in the consciousness of humankind. It is not caused by the Industrial Revolution or technology. It is indeed a psychological issue that goes to the very core of the human psychology. But you must then see beyond and realize that the human psychology you see outplaying itself in the Industrial Revolution and a raping of the Earth's resources is not the highest expression of the human potential. There is a spiritual potential because you have the potential to transcend the human consciousness of greed and selfishness, to transcend the ego and reconnect to the immaculate concept for how God created you in His own image and likeness when you were sent here to be God's co-creators and have dominion over the earth, which does not mean that you subdue the earth and control it through the ego and its insatiable desires for material possessions and pleasure. No, it means that you have dominion by coming to the state of consciousness that Jesus demonstrated. I and my Father are one. My Father worketh hitherto and I work. So you realize that it is God in you, the I am that I am in you, that has dominion over the earth. But in order to come to that place, you have to be willing to take responsibility and realize that there is nothing fundamentally wrong with being a human being on planet Earth. My beloved, planet Earth was not created by God to be a pristine wilderness with no human beings in it. Planet Earth, from the very beginning, was conceived and created as an evolutionary spiritual platform for God's co-creators, what you today call human beings. Thus, you have a God-given right to be here. It is not true that God created you as a sinner and you can only sin, and therefore everything you do is unnatural and will destroy the natural environment. This is a lie. It is not true that you are a sophisticated animal, even though your body is a sophisticated animal. But you are more than the body, and therefore you have a right to be here. You are not the product of a random process or some kind of accident. In fact, it is a sad truth that as Jesus has explained in his latest series of discourses on the ego and the black and white thinking, the dualistic thinking, that the modern environmentalist movement and many other movements that are part of the New Age spirituality is indeed influenced by the dualistic thinking. And in a subtle ways, it confirms the dualistic thinking that springs from the ego and the mind of Antichrist. Because when you think about the environmentalist movement, it is based on the concept of a duality between man and nature. Human beings live in cities that have destroyed the pristine environment that was there before. And only in the wilderness that is untouched by man do you have the original beauty. This, when you are willing to admit the truth, is a dualistic philosophy, a dualistic worldview, and it is being reinforced by the environmentalist movement. And it has trapped many mature spiritual people in denying themselves as co-creators with God, and denying their right to have a spiritual dominion as opposed to a materialistic dominion over the earth. Thus you see, my beloved, Even the abortion issue has been heavily influenced by this philosophy, which says that man is an alien influence on earth, can only destroy, and therefore, the fewer human beings that are in embodiment, the better. This is the philosophy behind much of the support for abortion found by those who are the spiritual people and who have the potential to know better, but who have been trapped in this subtle dualistic lie that surely is as subtle and as serpentine as the lie that trapped Eve. For my beloved, what was the lie that trapped Eve? What was the lie that trapped every soul? Well, it was, to a large degree, the lie that when you are on the earth, you should adapt to the conditions on the earth, rather than allowing God in you to have dominion over the earth. And thus, my beloved, we now come to a very subtle distinction that is extremely important for the most spiritually mature people to ponder until you see it within your heart. For my beloved, there are many people in the New Age movement, in the environmentalist movement, there are even many people in the pro-choice movement and in many other movements that are acting because they have a very sincere love for life. They truly have the mother's love, and they are acting on that mother's love, and they are driven by that mother's love. Thus they have the pure motives and the pure hearts behind their efforts to protect life, even protect a woman's right to a certain freedom over her life. Their motivation is pure and loving. But what you must understand is that it is a motherly love. And the motherly love in itself can become a closed circle. And what has happened to many spiritual people is that their motherly love has become a circular line of reasoning because they have not connected to the spirit of truth of the Father. Thus, the mother's love has become centered on the material universe and on thinking that the conditions that are here cannot be changed. And thus, we must seek to preserve what is here, as in preserving nature, the ecosystem, natural resources. Not realizing that the conditions you see on earth right now were not created by God, but were created over millions of years by the fall in humankind's consciousness, and thus they are far from the highest potential for planet Earth. They are indeed not expressing the immaculate concept. And thus, if you stay in the mother's love and allows the mother's love to become a closed circle that is focused on the material universe, you will never transcend the current conditions. And as I have explained many times in my teachings, the mother light has a built-in force, the contracting force of the mother, which breaks down any structure that is not in alignment with the will and the vision of the Father. Thus, my beloved, those in the environmentalist movement who are acting out of pure motives to preserve nature are actually in the long run helping to destroy what they are seeking to preserve by staying in the closed circular logic that does not see that the only way to preserve the earth, even natural resources, is to bring them back into alignment with the Father's vision for this earth, so that the conditions that are not right, that are not balanced, can be transcended, and the earth can come back to a pure state which is sustainable, whereas the current conditions are not sustainable, which is why you see even Mother Nature herself breaking down through an increasing amount of storms and earthquakes and other natural imbalances. This, my beloved, is one idea that if it could be embraced by enough people in the top 10% of the most spiritually advanced people, could revolutionize not only the environmentalist movement, but many other movements and organizations that seek to preserve the mother light, the mother's love, and express the mother's love. This would be my desire, to see this revelation spread like rings in the water, where people realize that we need to go beyond the old view of God as the remote, judgmental, angry being in the sky that has been portrayed by traditional Christian religion. And we need to realign ourselves with the loving Father who loves us so much that he does not want to see us remain stuck in imperfect conditions. And thus he wants us to transcend and come back to his kingdom, which is the Christ consciousness. If people could wake up and realize this, they would indeed start seeing how the entire philosophy behind these progressive movements has been influenced by the duality consciousness, even to the point where the entire environmentalist movement is heavily influenced behind the scenes by big money interests who see an opportunity to make a profit by creating an artificial scarcity of natural resources, by locking up natural resources in the name of being nature preserves or national parks or wilderness areas that are set aside, thus creating the opportunity for these big companies to attain a virtual monopoly, which has been the dream of capitalists since the 1800s, when certain life streams realized that they did not want a free economy, and that the only way to subvert the free market economy was to use the democratically elected government to enact laws that gave the big companies an unfair advantage over the smaller independent companies, thus allowing many of the big companies to do whatever they want to extract oil, timber, or other resources, while shutting out the competition. This, my beloved, is a condition that unfortunately many of the well-meaning but not spiritually alert people in the environmentalist movement are serving to uphold without understanding what they are doing. And thus, it would be my desire to see an awakening whereby you realize that it should not be the goal of the environmentalist movement to bring this planet back to nature, but indeed, as Saint Germain said, to bring this planet back to God's original image, the immaculate concept for this planet. And that immaculate concept includes human beings as an integral part of life on this planet, but it also envisions human beings who are not trapped in the duality consciousness, whereby they see themselves as being in opposition to the natural environment, Rather, they see themselves as being one with nature, one with all life. And instead of thinking, they have to fight Mother Nature for her resources. They have to subdue her and control her and rape and pillage. Instead, they realize that they can work with Mother Nature. And then indeed, the promise of Jesus will come through. Fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you His kingdom. But God will give you His kingdom here on earth through Mother Nature and through the matter light, materializing the abundant life that is envisioned in the Immaculate Concept for this planet, but which has been lost through the fall in humankind's consciousness, whereby God's co-creators have created conditions that are indeed so far from the abundant life. And yet, millions of people today, and as I have said before, but will say again because it is important, millions of the most spiritually advanced people who are in spiritual movements, in the environmentalist movement and other movements, they are actually affirming that the current conditions are natural, are the way things are supposed to be, and that they are the only way things can be. And this, my beloved, is one of the major factors that prevents the manifestation of the Golden Age, because the most spiritually advanced people who have the potential to be the co-creators of the Golden Age have fixed their minds on an impure image where they are affirming as permanent and unchangeable the current conditions that they see in nature. What is the point, my beloved, of preserving an animal species if that species is not part of God's original vision for this planet, but is indeed a creation of the fallen consciousness of man? Why would you create a movement to try to preserve this? My beloved, I can understand save the whales, but save the poisonous spiders. That I cannot understand, yet if you look at the environmentalist movement, you will see that many people sincerely believe that every animal species is a natural phenomenon, whether created by God or created through the evolutionary process, and therefore should be preserved at all costs, even to the point where in order to preserve one species, we should set aside an area that could feed millions of people. This, my beloved, is imbalance, denial of life, denial of yourself as a co-creator with God. And it is a denial that is taken to the extreme. Thus, I say to you, this must stop before the Golden Age can be manifest. So I ask you who hear this, and who might know people who are trapped in this philosophy of the self-denial of human beings, to gently make people aware that there might be a higher vision, a higher understanding of this issue, and that indeed you will not preserve the earth nor restore the earth to a pristine state by denying yourself your rightful role as a co-creator with God. My beloved, the current conditions of pollution has been created, co-created by human beings. If you stop human activity, they will not all go away. They have been co-created. They must be uncreated by the co-creators who created those conditions. And you do that not by removing the darkness, but by bringing the light and co-creating better conditions by opening your mind to a higher vision, to the Immaculate Concept, instead of affirming that the current conditions are somehow permanent or beyond our power to change. My beloved, I have many people who find my website and read about the connection between people's consciousness and natural phenomena such as earthquakes and hurricanes, and they laugh. And they think this is ridiculous to propose such a connection. Yet the reality is that every imperfect thing on the earth is created through the consciousness of human beings, because God gave you dominion over the earth. And by affirming the idea that that natural conditions are beyond the power of human beings to change, you are only affirming the imperfections. And then the devil can laugh all the way to the bank, because he has managed to make you believe in his primary lie, that once you have made a mistake, once you have fallen, once you have sinned, you can never come back to God. This, my beloved, is the essential lie that keeps so many people trapped, even so many wonderful Christians who are devoted to my heart, yet they still hold on to the belief that God created them as sinners. Whereas Jesus was the only one who was above this, because as you discussed last night, he was born of a virgin, and he was so special from the rest of you. I have said it before, but I will say it again. I am the representative of the Divine Mother for Earth. I love each and every one of you with the same infinite love that I had for Jesus when I held him in my arms. Allow that infinite love to consume in you the illusion that there is anything in this world that can separate you from God and from the kingdom of God that is within you. Thus, my beloved, I thank you for your attention and for your steadfastness in giving my rosaries. I reach out to all those around the world who have found these rosaries and have been willing to take them up and sacrifice the time to give them. My love and my gratitude is upon you all. And thus I say, allow yourself to accept that love. Feel anchored within it. And allow yourself to know that you deserve it, because you were not created as a sinner, but as a son or daughter of God. And if you find conditions in your consciousness that prevents you from accepting this, then go after it and use the rosaries and the techniques we have given you to resolve it, to go beyond it, until you can finally let it go, because you realize it is nothing but an illusion. Thus I seal you in the infinite love of a mother's heart.